And welcome back to Pop Topic. We're here to discuss the latest news for the second week of November 2020. I'm your host, Quentin Phillipson, and with me is my co-host, who up in Canada is known as the Sausage King, Alexander Welling. How are you doing this week?
I'm doing good. I can use a nap.
Sausage King could use a nap.
Sausage King could use a nap.
I don't know why your audio is acting all weird now, but
what about this audio? It sounds awful.
Yeah, Welling sounds absolutely horrible right now. I don't know if it's the audio or the king himself.
It could just be because of my state of being.
Your state of being.
Yeah,
his audio sounds fine, but his voice just sounds awful right now.
Well, yeah, the audio is perfectly fine. It's just his sadness.
It's unfortunate, Quentin. We talked about it. You know what's going on.
Yeah. Something that we don't know what's going on is Tristan. Haven't talked to you in a while. How are you doing?
Doing great, man. Doing great.
Someone's audio who is always sounding great. Tristan.
Absolutely.
It's not my audio, Quentin. It's just my voice.
It's just your state of being.
My state of being, exactly.
Yeah, so how have you guys been? Anything new going on with you guys?
Not too much. Just my sister's birthday yesterday, so, you know, we went bowling and stuff, and that was fun.
Yeah, no, that's awesome.
Yeah, no, me, it's been a lot of sleep. I have my job interview. We'll see how that goes. And, yeah, just being a boss-ass bitch.
What's the interview for?
Security.
Don't you already have, like, a bunch of security jobs, or... did you get fired from those ones?
No, I still have those jobs. This is a new job.
You know, Tristan, three ain't enough, man.
Yeah. Look, there's only one man who can save the city of Edmonton, and that man is Alexander Welling. They need him everywhere.
And well, now he's extending past Edmonton. Now he's already saved Edmonton. He's going to Calgary now.
Calgary, right?
Mm-hmm.
He already saved Edmonton. Only one person can clean up mean streets of Calgary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Welling, you keep glossing over last week, Welling was the life of the party for Halloween.
Oh, don't go there.
Is that who you're dressed up as? Life of the party?
No.
Yeah, that's what he's dressed up as.
Just don't go there.
Okay, alright.
I think
Welling's
always the life of the party.
Well, yeah, that's true. That goes without saying.
We're not going to go there.
Okay, we're not going to go there. Alright, so I just want to point out, Welling, life of the party, well dog. We already know that.
You got it. Yeah.
All right, well, something that we will go to is, I think, the top story of the week. We're not going to get too into the works of this, but obviously the presidential debate just happened, or the election just happened, and we have a new president, Biden 2020. So, very exciting. It only took them forever. I liked all the Nevada memes, but yeah, it took them quite a while.
Yeah, it took forever to figure out the results.
Yeah, Nevada, I don't know what they were doing. But yeah, this news could have... I was worried it might have been next week's news story, but fortunately they finally got it figured out.
Yeah, it took like 3-4 days to count the votes.
Oh yeah, well, usually.
In Nevada's defense, they weren't the only slow ones. Georgia, like North Carolina, and Pennsylvania were all also real slow.
Yeah,
in what backwards country does it take like a week to figure out who won an election?
And often a lot of mail-in votes this year because of COVID, and they have like over like 300 million people in the U.S. You gotta think there's a lot of counts to count those votes. There's a lot of counting.
Mm-hmm. You want to know what's sad?
What?
Trump had about 71 million votes. That is the second highest total of votes cast for one person in a president election in the history of United States American elections.
I didn't know Welling was going to start laying out some math here. I thought Welling was going to say, you want to know what's sad? My state of being.
My state of being.
I think he's just going to randomly bring it back to Welldog.
Well, that too. But no, we're focusing on the fact that Joe Biden kicked some ass.
Yeah, he got the most votes cast for any presidential election. We got to think, like, this number's always going to be broken, like, consistently, because, like, the population size just keeps getting bigger, right? Like, there's so many people in the states, and, like, 20 years ago, there's only, you know, significantly less people in the states. I think, like, 20 years from now, this record's for sure going to be broken again just due to the size of the population.
Tristan, Welling just laid out some math, and you're going to hate on it.
I'm not hating on it.
I know, I'm kidding.
Right. It's true. But, like, in the next election, I'm sure this record will be broken again, or you know, or two from now, it'll be broken again.
Donald Trump told people to make America great again. 74 million Americans said, sure thing, bud.
Yeah. It was a lot closer than any of the polls had it, that's for sure. This election was way closer than people expected. Biden was up like 8.9% on the polls, and it was a tight, tight election.
Yeah, no, it was very close. I thought it was going to be a clean sweep.
It was tight like a toyga.
I don't know how tight tigers are, but I'm sure they're pretty tight.
We have to ask Joe.
Yeah, do you think Joe Exotic ever fucked a tiger?
I would be shocked if he hasn't.
Because he's a horn dog, and we know that much, right? And he's always surrounded by tigers.
I would be shocked if he hasn't, to be honest.
Do you think Carol Baskin's fucked a tiger?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Yeah, you I feel like Carol Baskin hasn't.
All right.
I feel like she's the one that likes to I thought she has it, but she does like to have her husbands dress up as tigers. So maybe,
there's clearly some sort of fetish thing going on.
Yeah. For both of them. Yeah, you know what? I think Joe and Carol just gotta drop their beef, just banging out one time, and they should be fine.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I think there's just a lot of sexual tension between the two.
Yeah, there's a lot of tension between them.
I think that's what it really is.
Yeah, their tension is as tight as a tiger, as Welling would say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
That's right. You bet. All right. Well, we got another story here, which is a new upgrade for a relationship app. Something that I think Welling would be very interested in, and that would be a disclosure agreement. So you would sign an agreement before sexting each other, and that way they can't leak your sexting.
Oh,
this is like an NDA.
Yeah, they would sign an NDA, and then you could just sex away Welling. You could say Joe could text Carol Baskin some very inappropriate fetishes of his with tigers, and she can't expose it.
Wait, but which app? You never said which app this was on. Like, which app is this?
Yeah, what app is
it? I will pull it up here. Let me get the name of the app. Tristan Welling.
If you don't know the name, I'm guessing it's not like Tinder then. You probably know the name of Tinder. It's probably like a weird one then.
If you can't. Yeah, it's some app I've never heard of. Eegree. So, you know, it's probably just some new app trying to get something new going on to make themselves the new hot app.
Eegree. It sounds like you're talking about a Game of Thrones character there.
Yeah. So, is eHarmony still? I remember seeing the app when I was a kid for eHarmony. Is eHarmony still a thing?
Yeah.
It is? eHarmony still around? I remember the ads used to be on TV like when I was like 12, like all the time. I haven't heard of them since.
So is
my. Welling knows this. Well, have you used eHarmony?
I have not used eHarmony.
You just know? You just looked into it?
No, but Welling is definitely going to be using Eegree.
Oh, yeah.
With the only thing with this, though, you got to make sure now if you're using this, this is good, and obviously we got to stop, you know, people leaking people's nudes online. But you have to make sure that you send different nudes. So if you send the same nude, so like I see like 10 different people, you're going to have no idea who leaks it online. So you have to make sure you get different nudes for each person so you know if this nude gets leaked, it's that person who leaked it.
That's true. You got to have like a different nude. Yeah, you got to have to have like a different hand signal each time.
Yeah, or like maybe like in the corner, like have like a
like a number,
you know, like a different letter in the corner. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You're like, this is girl number one. This is for girl number two.
Yeah. Yeah. You really got to make sure you pound that out.
But let's figure this out for Welling's sake. So let's say a girl leaks Welling sexting her and it says, call me daddy. Would Welling know how would Welling send this text so we can know which girl sent it?
I think you're going to have to send, like...
Would he have to have a new nickname for each person, or would he afterwards put, a number?
Like, say you're sending, like a dick pic, right? You could just put, like a small symbol in the corner, like a Pornhub logo, or, like a different logo in the corner, like maybe just, like, a, you know, Taco Bell logo or something.
The Taco Bell logo.
If the girl gets smart, right, all I gotta do is put a black box over that logo, and you don't know who did it, because that black box can be covering anything. Could come around a McDonald's logo or a Coca-Cola logo, so you're not going to be able to remember what you don't know because they put a black box over it. So unless you put a watermark over the entire picture and a unique watermark per person, but now your nude is covered by a watermark. The only real way to do it is have a new picture. And this is a lot of picture taking, but a new picture for each individual person you're sexting. This way you know the picture of me wearing the jeans and the blue socks was sent to that person. a picture of me topless was sent to this person. You have to have a unique photo for each individual person. This way, you know who leaked it.
Now, here's the biggest issue with this, though. If you're some, if you're a horn dog that's using this site, are you so focused on photoshopping the watermarks or a McDonald's logo for your Big Mac photo? Or are you just going to be sending the nude and just being like, ah, she won't. She signed the agreement. She won't leak this.
Yeah, you see, and that's where I think this whole thing falls apart. Because without proof of that was the person who leaked it, even if they signed an NDA, you can't sue them unless you know that was the person who leaked it. And you only know that they're the only person with that photo. One person has access to that photo, there's no proof that they're the one who leaked it.
That's
so unless
true.
You put that much work into your nudes, this won't actually do anything. It's just a feel-good tactic.
I do think that's the main thing. It just makes you feel safer with your horniness.
So realistically, here's a pro for Welling to go on Eagery over the other websites. He knows that other girls on that website would feel a little more comfortable sending him the titty pics than they would on Tinder.
That's right.
And that, my friends, is why males are going to start using Eagery more than the other ones.
That's true. Yeah, Welling, if he's going to look at an app, who is going to send me some titty pics? Eagery app. That's going to be the most likely.
Probably someone from Eagery.
Yeah, that's a good point. Welling, what's your thoughts on this app? Do you think this is going to be your next download this week, or do you think it's not worth it? I don't know if Welling's mic is on or if he's downloading it right now.
I think he's already on it.
I'm already on it.
I'm already on it.
Yeah. I want this new app.
So you think it's pretty effective? I do think, you know, if I was single right now, this wouldn't be that bad of a thing.
What is your opening line to a sexting conversation?
I don't even know anymore, to be honest.
You don't even know? Welling, what's your opening? I feel like Welling's got a
whole... Oh, yeah. Welling's got a whole starting story.
It's like, hey, baby, want to make love over phone?
This is not the starting line.
Wait, how do you text, like, an Italian accent like that?
Yeah, I love how it turned Italian, yeah.
Like, how do you text with an accent?
So, you use, like, multiple letters. You're like, A, baby. You, like, stretch out the A, and then...
How do they know that this is an accent, and you're not just stuttering, like, A, baby? You know what I mean? How do they know you're not just stuttering?
Well, I need to put that, or else I'm gonna sound like fucking Justin Bieber here.
I think what you gotta do is you gotta use a pickup line. Pickup lines are the only things that'll ever work for you here, Welling. All right.
I've got a new favorite pickup line.
Right, just be your... like, I put the STD in stud. All I need is you. That works.
Yeah, I've heard that one, but I got a better one.
You got a better one. Okay, give it to me, Welling. What is it?
Are you a bank loan? Because I have high interest in you.
Oh, I thought it was because I want to take you out. I thought that was going to be the closer line, but yeah.
Oh, that would have been good, too.
That works, too. That works, too.
It does work.
That's good, though, because high interest, since you'd be flirting with students, that's something that they could relate to.
Exactly.
There you go.
That's smart. There you go. I like that. See, a lot of these other pickup lines, it's like, are you a baker because you got nice buns? That's not relatable, because odds are they're not a baker. Welling, though.
The chances are.
He's thinking two steps ahead.
This man, you're right. He's thinking real far ahead.
Yeah, he's like, how can I relate to this girl and let her know I want a boner?
Exactly.
I am an intelligent man.
That is smart, yeah. I do think it's funny, though. The NDA, you know, you just slap that NDA right at the start, and that's when you know it's going good, right? Like, the NDA is a sign of excitement, right?
All good relationships start with an NDA.
Yeah, literally this app. Yeah, literally as soon as you start, you're just like, oh, hey, what's going on? Nothing much. You, can you sign this NDA? Man, Welling, as soon as you get that NDA link, Welling, your boner is popping. You know you're about to get some boob photos.
But yeah, so how does it work? I assume like when you sign up for the app and the terms and services, like the NDA would be like a part of that. You should like check the box and hit continue and boom, you already signed the NDA. Or is it like you're texting some girl you met on the app? I don't know. Let's name her name. His name's like Susan. Okay, so I'm texting Susan, and then like she'll just randomly send me a link to an NDA.
No, I'm pretty sure it is built into the app.
Like, do I sign up? I'm saying, do you have to sign up per individual person? Like, do I have
that? I don't know. Welling, since he just got the app, maybe he can test it out and let us know. But I have no idea if you have to do it for each person at the beginning. Like, maybe when you swipe, if you both swipe right on the person, instead of instantly starting the conversation, you have to sign an NDA or something. Maybe.
Or maybe just swiping right is consent to the NDA. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Maybe you just have to sign at the very beginning, and then swiping is signing.
Yeah. Do you think like other apps like Tinder or Bumble or I can't think of any, Grindr, is that, I think it's like a gay one. Anything like that. Do you think they're going to add this sort of feature?
I think if this is popular, if this app becomes a trend for the young people in the next few months, then I think the others will add it.
What about Christian Mingle? Do you think Christian Mingle will ever get on this?
Hey, you know, those Christians are wild. They might not even care about an NDA.
They like the risk. They don't want safety inside of their nudes.
Yeah, no, of course not. They love the thrill. It's exciting for them.
I think the only real way, though, as I've already disclosed, to be real safe with your nudes, is you got to take them on a Polaroid and mail them to the person. That's the only safe way. All right, this way you know they're not going to get on the internet. That's the only way to be safe with your nudes.
This is how Justin does it.
And tell them to burn after viewing. Burn after master. Right on the bottom.
You just like walk up to them, you hold the photo so they can look at it, and then once they done look at it, you just rip it up.
Just rip it up. Yeah. That's it. It's the only safe way to do it.
Yeah, that's a good way to do it. So we can move on to the next story here. Johnny Depp. I feel like he's been quiet the last few weeks or months or even years at this point. But it's official that he is out of the Fantastic Beast franchise this week.
Are they continuing with this franchise? Does anyone care about this franchise?
I was going to get into this, but not only were they going to continue, but I looked into this week because I thought this wasn't a thing. I thought the second one bombed. To my knowledge, it was extremely unsuccessful. I still haven't seen it, and I don't plan on it.
No. I wanted to watch it. It's been on Netflix for like a year now. I never had the urge to watch it.
Yeah, I need to.
I've seen every other movie in the franchise. I'm like, I probably should watch this.
But yeah. I just don't want it. If they ever make a third one, I'll do a Harry Potter ranking with the Fantastic Beast films, and then I'll watch it. That's when I'll do it.
That's
fair enough.
And they'll eventually make a third one. And not only that, but Tristan, they plan on making 5 Fantastic Beast films. They already have it slotted.
I heard that, yeah. I remember that was originally their plan, but I felt like after the first two sucked ass, it's going to change. So I guess not, right?
You think.
Who wants these?
I don't know. I don't even know anymore. Even the people that liked the first one, they even told me, yeah, the second one sucked. I'm over it. It was a cash grab, which in my opinion, the first one was a cash grab, but people still liked the first one, but apparently the second one was bad. Nobody liked it.
Dang.
But yeah, Warner Brothers officially dropped him because this was all Johnny Depp's doing. Johnny Depp sued a newspaper in court for libel, for slandering his name in an article about him. And so apparently libel is pretty easy to just get it revoked. If they just need to have a sense of doubt that's not true, and then you can sue them for it. So Depp should have won here. Now, we haven't seen the court. This is more behind the scenes here, but apparently they proved Johnny Depp was guilty for all the stuff they're accusing him for, and Warner Brothers took part in this, obviously, because they're involved. And then Warner Brothers did some research of their own, and there's even more dirt behind Johnny Depp that they expect to be uncovered in the next year or two. So that's why they dropped him before this is going to be uncovered. So I don't know what's going on with Depp, but Warner Brothers kind of saw the light at the end of the tunnel. And before they got to the end, they're dropping Depp, which is probably a smart move here.
What did he do? Do we know what he did?
Well, we know initially the reason why he's not in any films or he's not really doing anything anymore is because there's accusations that he, I believe, abused his ex-wife.
But didn't that come out that she ended up abusing him? Wasn't it like leaked like a audio footage of like her abusing him?
I'm not too sure of anything. All I know is that's what he's currently in the mix with. I don't know who's at fault.
Accusing him of that. But then I remember I heard the audio tapes of her like saying how she'd hit him. She was going to hit him too hard. Now he should be a man. She, you know, it won't hit him and shouldn't hit him too hard or whatnot. So I thought it came out that she ended up abusing him and it was all like backwards. And like he actually, like, he's a weird dude, don't get me wrong. He's
right.
Probably crazy or something, but yeah. he wasn't the abusive one. She was the abusive one in the relationship.
Okay, and I don't know who's the abusive one. I'm trying to avoid that part of the story. But yeah, whoever's at fault here, Warner Brothers apparently knows a bit more. That's going to be uncovered soon. And so they think Depp's at fault and they don't want to be involved.
Yeah, the fact that they know a bit more is a pretty...
Yeah, that's the part that I think is pretty interesting. How all the stuff that is apparently leaked, like all the stuff that we all think we know, apparently Warner Brothers did their own investigation because they want to get to the bottom of this first, obviously, and apparently they aren't happy with what they know. Which nobody's revealing anything yet. Who knows if it ever will be revealed, but the fact that they're dropping Depp this early into the court cases is interesting. My statement here is I think Warner Brothers made the wrong move. They should not have dropped Depp. They should just drop the entire Fantastic Beasts franchise.
I was about to say that. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they dropped the wrong thing. Not Depp, but just drop the franchise as a whole. No one cares.
Yeah, the real victims here isn't Johnny Depp. It's the fans of the franchise. They got to live through more of these crappy movies.
Yeah, like Johnny Depp is canceled, but like, isn't J.K. Rowling also canceled? Why are we still doing those?
Yeah, people don't like her either right now.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I don't know what they're doing here. Nobody cares about the Fantastic Beasts. Welling, have you seen either of these?
I have indeed.
Have you seen both?
Nope. Just the regular shit. The good old shit.
The regular shit. The first one, right?
Or he only watched the first half of each. He didn't see
Yes, that's it.
He started each one and just quit halfway.
I love his vague one-word answers.
Hear me out. Now that Johnny Depp is out, is Welling in? Could we get Welling to play?
What character? Does anyone know the character Johnny Depp's playing?
He's playing Grindelwald, because, The Crimes of Grindelwald was all about Johnny Depp.
He's the bad guy, right?
Yeah, and the second one was all about him, I don't know what they're going to do now that he's out. Interesting with Depp here. Yeah, he's probably out. But they should just drop the franchise. No one cares. Warner Brothers got much better properties that we want to watch.
I've got some bad news.
Oh, is John Trebek?
Yeah, Alex Trebek.
Oh my God, how did I butcher his name? Oh my gosh.
No!
I was thinking of Johnny Depp, but I knew it was talking about Alex Trebek.
Alex is always a step behind on the news. We're a news podcast, and you're supposed to pretend we already knew this.
I assume we're going to talk about this. I assume this was coming up later in the show.
I was going to bring it up near the end.
I just got it like 30 minutes ago.
Yeah. 30? How are you reacting now? I've got 30 minutes ago.
So Welling read it 30 minutes ago, and then it just processed now. He must be in a funk.
I think you guys know what I meant. Don't do that.
Don't do that to me. Well, he's always about an hour and a half behind him.
Welling's a speed racer.
I'm having an existential crisis.
Yeah.
Welling's a speed reader.
He knows the news before the news happens.
He makes the news. Instead of that shitty film Speed Racer, we should just have a remake called Speed Reader and it's Welling.
Whoa, did you call Speed Racer a shitty movie? How fucking dare you?
Yeah, sorry about that.
I never saw it, so I can't.
To be fair, I never saw it either.
No, we could have rented it for the Blockbuster one day, like when we were children, Jaded Date. We were children when that movie came out. We were still in Kingston at the time.
Yeah, Speed Racer. We
rented it. Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah,
it's an old movie.
Yeah, the sequel. Yeah, the remake will be called Speed Reader, and the beginning of the film is going to show the text, Trebek has died, and at the end of the film is when Welling realizes it.
They should have a movie where all it is scroll text. It progressively gets faster and faster as the movie goes on.
It's a test. If you want to know the film, you got to be faster at reading.
Yeah, the ending is wild if you can make it that far.
Sounds good. Yeah, that'd be quite a film. All right, so on to a big story here, and one that I think Tristan will love, and Welling, the Sausage King. Have you guys heard of the Sausage King this week?
No, I have not.
Neither have I.
Yeah, well, the Sausage King is probably because you guys are so uncultured. We have a Russian oligarch.
Okay.
who is titled the Sausage King, and he has passed away.
Oh.
Yeah, the king himself is now dethroned.
Does the Russian oligarch have any power? Like, Putin's the one in charge, right?
Well, he's just titled the oligarch. He's titled the Sausage King because he is the owner of Russia's largest meat processing plant.
Ah, gotcha. He owns a meat empire.
Yeah, he is a big deal in Russia. Yeah, you know, it's the Sausage King, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but even this character himself, the story gets more wild. He was found dead in his sauna with a crossbow shot at him.
Yo, what the fuck?
Wait, so someone shot a crossbow at him?
Yeah, so he was assassinated by two masked assassins, they believe, from a crossbow in his sauna.
In the sauna?
Yeah.
Yo, this is some real Game of Thrones vibes.
Yeah, who's still using a crossbow? That is crazy.
You know, yeah.
Corrupted assassins, I guess.
Well, then again...
Let's forget Huntress over here hunting people down.
Yeah, I like Huntress is like, he uses a crossbow, but at the same time, like, who saw as a fucking oligarch? Like, who's the Sausage King? Like,
this does, like, how old is this news story?
This is this week. It was like 7 days ago.
This is crazy.
You would think, yeah, it's 7 days ago, but you think it would be like 7 centuries ago.
And also, who's ever heard of Russian sausages? Like German sausage, Italian sausage, but Russian sausage?
Hey, do not disrespect the Sausage King, man.
The Sausage King. How old was the Sausage King?
I don't believe they have his name here. So, you know what? He's the king. Like, he's the Sausage King. So, we'll just say he's a man with no age. He's just a being.
So was there, like, a sausage prince that's going to take his spot?
That's a good... Maybe one of the two assassins.
Or is the sausage throne up for grabs?
Who knows? Is maybe, yeah. Power? Yeah, maybe whoever dethrones the king becomes the new Sausage King.
I'm saying, is there some sort of election process in which Welling can become the new Sausage King?
I don't know, but I would assume you have to be Russian. I don't think some Canadian could just walk up and become the Sausage King in Russia.
Look, he kind of looks Russian, he knows a lot about sausages, and he's fit to be a king. All right, what more do the Russians want?
There you go, that's true. His son... died in a motorcycle accident last year. So from the sounds
of the Sausage Prince.
Yeah, so the Sausage Prince died last year. We should have discussed that story. It's just a motorcycle accident. Not as wild as a crossbow shot.
Yeah. So yeah. Now does he have a daughter maybe? Like a Sausage Princess?
The Sausage Princess and Prince. I don't believe so, but he has a Sausage Ex-Queen. Because he did have an ex-wife. And
the dethroned Sausage Queen, eh?
Yeah, but it could, like, maybe she's involved. Apparently, people in Russia believe that she was involved somehow because he was with his mistress that night.
If you're not married anymore, is it still a mistress or just like a girlfriend?
That's true, yeah. Yeah, you know, it's just this girl now. It's just this, what would be the term for her? Sausage treat?
Stop. No, that's awful.
Yeah, it's just a sausage platter. He just likes to test it out.
Yeah, that's this is a crazy story. Now the throne of the Sausage King is vacated.
Yeah, so the woman that he was with that night managed to escape through a window when she saw him get shot. So he was just chilling the sauna, waiting for his. Yeah,
they would have shot her too, but it took about 5 minutes to load up the crossbow. She got away.
Yeah, they saw her try to get out of the window. They're quickly trying to reload their crossbow. Give me a minute
here. I'm loading it back up, cranking the wire back. Yeah, like if they had any sort of modern weapon, they would have been able to get her, but they didn't. She had a crossbow.
Yeah, they're like sausage platter. Just wait right there. We're trying to just hold on a second. This takes a few minutes. Wait.
Yeah, they probably should have planned ahead for that.
Yeah, or you know, there's two of them. Maybe if they both had one.
Also, if he was in a sauna, right? Most saunas I've been to, like how big are they? Like 12 feet by 12 feet. You know what I mean? Like they're not very big rooms. Why are you using a distance weapon anyway? Can you just stab the guy with one of the arrows? Like, why did you just shoot it? He's like probably like 4 feet away
from I'll tell you what it is, Tristan, all right? They weren't expecting him to be in the sauna. They were planning on doing, like, a long shot with this crossbow. Right, yeah. And when they get there...
The other room.
Yeah, and then when they get there and they go into the room and they see him, they're like, well, fuck, I just lugged this giant-ass crossbow this entire time. I am not going to just use an arrow.
Yeah, he's like, I brought a crossbow. I'm gonna fight
you. Do you know how much I paid for this crossbow for this big event?
And not only that, do you know how badass it sounds? He's a crossbow.
Yeah, now he can tell his. Yeah, do you think he's gonna tell his buddies at the bar that he stabbed him with an arrow? No, he's gonna say, I shot him with a crossbow. I killed the sausage.
All the
kick.
Weapons, crossbows gotta be one of the coolest weapons to kill someone with.
Yeah, it's gotta be pretty badass.
One of like ball and chain sort of things, like the mace. Gotta be like the coolest weapon, fall right beside by the crossbow. Like, this gotta be like the two coolest weapons.
Yeah, crossbow's definitely like top five.
You can kill someone with like a bladed boomerang, that'd be pretty badass.
Hey, Wellinger. Wellinger, are you here? Can you think of a more badass weapon? Shit, maybe Welling really was the Sausage King. It looks like he's dead.
He's the Sausage King. Someone shot him with a crossbow. I was in Sausage.
Yeah, Welling actually died from a bladed boomerang, actually.
A bladed boomerang. That would be cool, man.
Yeah.
It's not cool weapons anymore.
Yeah.
Like, who cares about, like, pistols? You know what I mean? Like, that's not a cool weapon.
So overrated, it's, yeah.
Hey, that's freaking lame. All right. I want, like, a mace or a crossbow.
So, yeah, this is the Russia Sausage King. So, if the Australian Sausage King dies, I'm expecting a bladed boomerang.
Yeah, a bladed boomerang, of course.
Easily. Right. For us, it'd be, like, a bladed hockey stick. Up here,
yeah, or like maybe just like a bow and arrow, you know, something like the classic, like, or and of course in France it's gotta be a guillotine.
Yeah, but also know? Isn't bow and arrow just like a lame version of a crossbow?
Yeah, like Canadians are kind of like the lame versions of Russians.
Yeah, we're just the
friendly Russians.
Yeah, we're both just covered in snow, and yeah, we're just the lame version.
We all live up north, where it's real freaking cold, but they're all angry and grumpy. We're all happy.
Yeah, there you go. That's
but we're
good.
All drunk, both them and us.
Yeah, we're pretty much one and the same.
We're pretty much just like happy Russians, you know?
Yeah, so there you go. They caught one of the two. They haven't disclosed the name, but they're still on the look for the second guy. So, you know, if you're like, I don't know, if you're like the ham king in Russia, I'd be worried. Yeah, I think he's coming for all the meat.
Yeah, the burger king in Russia must be getting scared.
So we have another story here, you know, probably not that big on its own, but because I like to think it ties in with the hot dog, or not the hot dog king, the sausage king, it kind of works out perfect here. We have a new gingerbread style house that you can now buy, but it's covered in meat. The whole thing, instead of putting on candy onto the gingerbread, you now have bread that you can now put meats on top of. So you can have like breaded meats. As the new gingerbread house for the holidays. So, you know, Halloween's over. We're already moving on.
So it's like it's shaped like a house, and it's made out of bread, and you put meat on it instead of candy?
Yeah, it's like, it'd be like thin flatbreads that you would have with a meat dish, and you would put different types of meat, sausage, bologna, bacon. You would decorate the house with it. Which, honestly, I've been saying for the longest time, gingerbread is disgusting. A gingerbread house...
Gingerbread's
disgusting. Like, yeah. Nobody eats the gingerbread house. The candies that fall off, you might munch on, but as a whole, it's crap. So we need...
It's just a shitty, dried-out cookie that no one likes.
Yeah, we need an upgrade version.
Types. But you gotta think that the meat would start to smell. Like, normally people have these gingerbread houses on their table for, like, a week leading up to Christmas, or a couple days. Yeah. You gotta think the meat would smell.
I imagine for this... You would decorate it an hour before you have like a party with some friends, and then you can all munch on it during the few hours you have it up.
I just question why you need to make like your party snack shaped like a fucking house. Just have it on like a tray, like a charcuterie board style, you know? Why do you need a house shaped?
Well, I like how that's what you call it. It's called a charcuterie chalet. That's the name of it.
Yeah. Well, it's supposed to be, charcuterie chalet. This is the stupidest thing ever. This is like food bloggers like wet dream, and it's dumb.
Yeah, I just hear a popping noise.
Yeah, I'm hearing a bunch of like thumping or something.
Maybe all the thumping is just all the notifications he's getting from the new Eagery.
Or maybe he's jerking one off for Alex Trebek, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know what his dish sounds like. I have no idea. I think he maybe fell asleep again.
Oh no, he definitely fell asleep. That's not the question. The question is, what's that noise?
Yeah, no, I don't know what the noise is. It's like a weird thump. Like every like 20 seconds is that.
All right, well, we are back again after some technical difficulties and Welling. I don't know what happened to him. We just kept hearing a thumping, so we figured we'd get a new call here. But yeah, obviously, you know, a bunch of work to make a meat house here. It's mostly just to have a funny photo of the new 2020 gingerbread house. So you're right, this one doesn't really work for the longevity of it, but I'm completely over the gingerbread house. If meat doesn't work, gingerbread sucks. Is there a new version, meat won't work, that we can do that can work?
So just like with the gingerbread house, you can make cookies, right? But not gingerbread cookies, but like maybe like a sugar cookie or a shortbread cookie, a delicious kind of cookie. And yeah, instead of making them house shaped, you just make them circle shaped and you just put them on a pan and eat those.
There you go. That's not bad. And right? Then what would you use for decorations for it? Just chocolate chips, candy want. Again?
Yeah, chocolate chips, or you can use icing, you know? People, you know, put icing on their Christmas cookies and decorate them. Like sprinkles. You can really do whatever you want. And then with the candy you would use for a gingerbread house, you just kind of put that in a bowl, the gumdrops and like the Skittles or whatever you're using, and have a bowl of candy. And then you have that also. Because I think everyone would prefer that better. You should have cookies and candy rather than this disgusting gingerbread house that kids' hands were all over, people are ripping things off of, and some shitty cookie and dried out candy anyways. You know, I mean, everyone would just prefer much better if you had cookies and candy.
All right, so hear me out. This is a bit out there, but what if we just have a glass container that's the house? It's just a house-shaped glass container, and then in the chimney, you pour the wine into the chimney, and then you squeeze the chimney in, so it's like a wine house, and in the back door, there's a nozzle where you can pour yourself wine, and it's a wine gingerbread house. And you don't have to worry about it aging bad, like meat, because wine is better with age.
So it's basically just like you know, you get like those fancy glass bottles hold like your...
Yeah, it's just like a glass bottle that's the shape of a gingerbread house.
Gingerbread house. That's pretty fun. That's pretty fun. I like that.
Yeah. Be fun for the holidays. And, you know, something I would definitely support.
Yeah, that could work.
Yeah, I was trying to think of something that ages better with time. That's where I was going from.
Is there something like maybe a different shape other than a house that could work, be even cooler? You know, like almost like a snowman.
There you go.
Right, old dinosaurs of shapes.
Yeah, you just change it up. Every year you can have just a new shape.
Yeah. One of the candlestick things they use for Hanukkah?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, we can do that. Or you can even just do like a Christmas wreath. I don't know how that would stand.
Well, that you have to hang on the door, of course.
Yeah, it's a hanging wine drink. Yeah. I feel like, if it falls, then that sounds like it could break. So... maybe scratch that idea. I'll take that one back.
That one, you can just maybe make that one out of like metal or something instead.
Yeah. Or obviously a Christmas tree. That would have been great.
Yeah, Christmas tree works. Or even like a present. If you shape like a present, you know, like looks like a gift.
Yeah, you can just pick any shape you want for the wine container. Yeah, I'm down for that. That sounds good to me. So there you go. Boom. Yeah. Step aside.
All Christmas traditions. Gingerbread houses have to be one of the worst. All right.
Yeah, the gingerbread house. You know what? We had some good ideas with the cookie or the wine container, but like those are barely even gingerbread houses anymore. I just scrapped this idea. We don't just like Fantastic Beasts. The two things that I need removed at the end of 2020, Tristan. I want Fantastic Beasts and gingerbread houses to both just be canceled.
I hope COVID kills them both off.
I hope the gingerbread
like
house
Christmas
does.
Traditions. Like gingerbread, you can live without that one.
Yeah, Christmas already has so many. We don't need the gingerbread house. I feel happened.
Baking Christmas cookies is awesome, but at least they're yummy cookies, not disgusting gingerbread.
Yeah, I feel like back when Christmas started, what was it, like hundreds, thousands of years ago when Christmas originally was originated? I feel like it was like a mother who looked at her three sons and she was like, okay, so this is going to be a very special holiday for all of the world. Can you think of a fun tradition we can do? And one kid said, how about we sit on Santa's lap and take photos? And then another kid was like, how about we build snowmans? And then the third kid was like, what if we take like gingerbread and just throw shit on it and let it age and get gross? And the mom was like, okay, well, okay, little Timmy, that's a really cute idea. We'll do that. No one will like it, but we'll do it.
Yeah, I think it's just like this childhood wonderment, like building a house out of cookies. Yeah. You're not making a freaking house out of cookies, all right? You're making like disgusting like 10-inch by 10-inch cube of dried out cardboard, all right? Like gingerbread cookies in general can be pretty good, but the ones specifically that you use to build gingerbread houses are just hard and shitty and disgusting. Like,
yeah, in no theory, it sounds like good. Like, you get to build a candy house. This is fun.
Yeah. And, like, the building is easily the best part of the gingerbread house experience.
Yeah, you
like,
got to think of
it,
some...
It's just no fun.
Yeah, it's creative. It's fun. Yeah.
But building it can be pretty fun. Like, I actually won a tournament one time, like, in my university. All the houses competed for best gingerbread house making. And, of course, you know, my house ended up winning. So, like, it's pretty fun, like, competition-wise, like, decorate really cool houses. That can be fun.
I thought you were about to say what a tournament, as in you beating me and Jada making a house. I was like, this is what you were about to flex.
No, this was like a university wide tournament. Okay. Like 10 houses in it. We came first, maybe. We won like $300 or something.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, yeah. Like, you know, the building of it is fun. But yeah, anything after that is just, what's the point?
Like, the actual eating of it, like, no one eats it. It doesn't taste good. No, you can pretty much just make a house out of like craft supplies. It'd be the same sort of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
using,
like,
like
construction paper and like glue and glitter. It's the same sort of ordeal. No one's eating these things.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. You know, cancel the gingerbread house.
Cancel the gingerbread house.
Yeah. So, you know, we're arguing about all this kind of food and how gingerbread houses suck. But there has been a new study out here for American couples. And the study here is about how many times they argue about what to eat for dinner. And so, according to this, they did a study with 100 and... Sorry, what was it? They did a study with all the couples here, and on average, do you want to guess how many times they argue every year about where they should order food?
Okay, so there's 365 days in a year. If you're arguing 50%, that's a lot. 50% seems a lot. If you're arguing, like, what, twice a week? That'd be, like, 104 times a year. It's about a third of the year. Little under a third. I'll go about like 104. I'm gonna guess they're arguing twice. You want now? Let's say like 150, like 2.5 times a week. 150.
Look, you should be a marriage counselor, Tristan. 156 times every year.
I was so, oh my gosh, I killed that.
You were off by 6 for the whole year.
Oh, I was off by less than a week.
That's wild. Yeah. Tristan killed it. And yeah, so they did a study of 2,000 Americans that have been in relationships, and the estimation is that a typical couple fights 3 times a week over where to eat.
Yeah, over what? Yeah, that's fair. I mean, like, when I was a kid, I don't think I ever, like, how to choose what I'm having for dinner has become more of a problem in my life than I expected it to be. Like, I never really know what I'm having for dinner when I have to cook. I'm like, I don't really want to cook anything, like, real difficult. I want to cook something, like, good for you. And it's, like, it's more of a hassle than I expected it to be when I was a kid. You know, I thought you just kind of, like, knew what you're having for dinner. You know what I mean? Because growing up, someone just tells you what you're having for dinner. But when you're an adult, no one fucking tells you. You got to figure that shit on your own. So I'm really not too surprised that there's a good amount of arguments. I've never barely been in a relationship, so I wouldn't really know personally. But I,
Yeah, I was wondering as well in this because, well, you know, he's passed out right now. He's sleeping. Maybe just was in a very hardcore fight with his girlfriend about where to eat. But I haven't had this issue in years. It's been, I don't think it was ever with Andrea. I think it was with like a girl before over where to eat. But like, it hasn't been much of an issue now because I don't really eat out that much. I think that's really the main cause of this. So, you know.
Exclusively only for eating out or just eating in general?
It was just as eating in general. It sounds like more so where to eat. It says where to eat, so I'm guessing a lot of the times it is about eating out. But even like what to eat, I feel like I always the way I do it is I always buy groceries to make 2 meals including leftovers for throughout the duration of 2 weeks. So I, like, 1 week, okay, this is the stuff that's expiring first. I'm going to make this for this week, and then the next week's with the other meal. So for me and Andrew, we kind of just have the same meal plan. It's already set by the time we get groceries, so it's pretty easy. And then, you know, in between, we're like, okay, are we in a healthy mood? We'll get Subway, even though it's cake and not bread. Or or are we in an unhealthy mood? We'll either get McDonald's or pizza. Like, that's the basis of our decision-making. It's pretty simple. So I was going to ask Welling. He's dated a lot more girls, so maybe lately at least. So maybe he has more experience on, like, how these arguments happen. But, you know, according to this, it takes about the average couple 17 minutes of deliberation before finally deciding where to get the food.
You know, that's fair. It's not what me and my roommate are looking to grab some fast food or something. It takes us like 17 minutes to deliberate where to go. You know? Yeah. I mean, like, that happens sometimes. Like, which pizza place to order? Like, do you really want pizza? Or do you want like McDonald's or something? You know what I mean? Like, it takes time.
Yeah, it's a tough choice. And then it takes, and then that's the average couple, but 16% of all Americans, in, well, you know, according to the 2000 they interviewed, it takes them 30 minutes or more to decide.
Man,
so,
there's been like half an hour on this, though. You know, you got to just kind of make up a decision.
You know? Yeah, I'll tell you right now. It takes me and Andrew about like 5 minutes to decide, but if it took us 10, maybe by 15 is when I'll crack. I'll just go pick. I don't care. You broke me.
Yeah, like, is anyone that passionate? Like any sort of restaurant, it's gonna be at least one thing you like on the menu. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like if I'm craving McDonald's and she is craving Taco Bell, and we're arguing about it for 5-10 minutes, like, oh, I'm really in the mood for this. Yeah. If by the 10-minute mark she was really wanting Taco Bell, fuck it, I'll get a Taco Bell. I don't care.
It's not that. Yeah, it's you just got a Taco Bell.
Yeah, who cares? Right? I do not care at this point. So 30 minutes or more, that's too wild for me. I can't imagine that.
Yeah, that's a long time.
And then according to this, 1 in 3, so 32% is the actual amount here of all of the 2,000 people they interviewed, when they fight about the food, they then fight about who's going to pick up the food. I have never had that before. Have you ever argued about who's going to get the food?
Well, I'm not in a relationship, and I never really have been. Right?
That's true, I guess.
So I haven't had this issue.
I've never once thought of that. Normally, if one of us is in the middle of doing something, the other will get it. And if no one's in the middle of doing something, one of us will just randomly volunteer, or we'll go together. I don't think I've ever once had a fight about who. Oh, you're getting the food. I don't know. That seems wild.
I would like to know that's not the argument, Quint. I like to think that they're both so courteous. Like, I'll go get the food. No.
Maybe in Canada, that's how we do it.
Yeah, but that's arguing.
Yes, but Tristan, this isn't America. This isn't a Canadian study.
Yeah, no, you're right. They hate each other.
Yeah, they're definitely fighting over who's going.
You go get it. Let me sit on my fat ass. No, you go get it. And that's why I skip the dishes out here, saving relationships.
Yeah. And then the final stat they have here, I guess they have a few more, but the final one we'll talk about. I guess they really analyze these 2,000 couples.
I have a question.
Yeah.
How many relationships got like broken up because of arguments over
food? Oh, yes. I wonder if that's a stat.
I wonder how many relationships, or like, have they gotten divorced over arguing over food? She wanted Taco Bell, but I wanted a Burger King. We couldn't do it no more.
Yeah, I don't know if they have that stat, but I wish they did. Yeah, I don't believe they have the stat on how many people have been broken up by it. But then again, maybe they did ask that question and everyone said no because they don't want to admit it.
Yeah, sure. It'd be pretty stupid if you
I don't know who's going to admit. Yeah, I don't know who's going to admit. Yeah, I got broken up because I really wanted Mickey D's today.
We've broken up because I don't want to pick up our Taco Bell order. Like, you're going to feel pretty stupid at that point.
And it even says here, many couples said that 56% have a standard spot where they have compromised for, which is pretty much where I'm at now. I feel like that's kind of how it goes. You fight for the first 3 months. It's like the opposite of the actual relationship. There's no honeymoon phase. The beginning is you hating each other, and then the honeymoon phase starts once you know where to go.
Yeah, I feel like soon, like, you just kind of find like the spots that you guys both like, right? one person doesn't like Burger King, the other person doesn't like Dairy Queen. You meet in the middle at like A&W or something.
Yeah, and so the last stuff I wanted to say here, which kills me, is that over a third, 37%, said that they don't like the menu options at their partner's preferred spot, which is crazy. It should be 0%. Who looks at their partner's food and goes, oh, wow, I hate the quarter pounder BLT at McDonald's. How dare you eat that? I could care less what somebody else eats.
Wait, read the stat again? I thought the stat was saying like 37% don't like the menu options at their favorite location. So like if your spouse's favorite location is...
No. It says they don't... Oh, okay. No, never mind. They said they don't like the menu options at their partner's preferred spot. I was thinking they don't prefer the menu choices that the partner makes. But you're right.
No.
So like let's say... Let's say you're dating somebody that loves Taco Bell and you're like, I don't really like Mexican food. This menu sucks.
Well, here's what the real solution should be, guys. I'm going to do something revolutionary for you guys. There's this thing in most towns called a mall. And they all have this great big room in them called a food court that has an entire plethora of options. All right, just go there. Both go to your preferred spots. Both get takeout. Meet back up at the car and head home. Everyone walks away fucking happy. Right? It's a solution for all.
Do you know what a food court doesn't have?
What?
A drive-thru. And you think, I'm going to step outside for a burger?
I'll invite that ass out of my car.
Yeah. Who do you think you're kidding? It is cold as balls out here in Canada. You think I'm going to walk out of my car?
All right, you're right there. But then also, at least most times I've been to, there's always like that one street, you know,
has
like five or six fast food chains on that one street. I think there's one here that has like eight fast food chains all in a row on one street.
Oh, sick.
Back in St. Albert, there's another street like three or four in a row, all in a row. Just go to that street and go hit up both the drive-thrus.
Yeah, it's basically the food court. It's basically the food court for cars. Yeah, you just drive to each one.
So like, just do that then. Like, there's so many solutions. This seems like such a dumb thing to argue about. I mean, it's only because I'm not in a relationship. I don't get it. But like that seems so stupid.
I don't get it either. I can't even think of the last time I thought about food. It's such a non-issue for me. Maybe it's just because I'm a fatty and, you know, I'll eat anything at this point. I don't care.
Yeah, maybe it's because I'm not particularly picky. I can't like what's a restaurant like where my spouse would be like, yo, let's go here. I'd be like, oh, I hate it. Like Arby's maybe?
Yeah, Arby's, yeah. Or for me, Harvey's.
The chicken, I hear their chicken sandwiches. I like chicken sandwiches. And I hear the chicken sandwiches at Arby's are fine. Like, sure. And curly fries are cool. I like curly fries. Like, I feel like I won't hate it. Like,
yeah, you still find something to have.
Exactly.
Yeah, but for me, it's Harvey's. There's nothing good there.
Harvey's? Yeah, Harvey's is super, super underwhelming. I've only gone there once, like, the past decade. And it tastes like the burger you get, like, your like, elementary school, like, barbecue fairs. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, the family comes. It tastes like those burgers.
Yeah, I went there once because I had a free... Yeah, I had like a gift card there and I still felt like I was wasting money. It's horrible.
Yeah, it's just not a very good spot.
Yeah. Screw my friend that thought that was going to be a good birthday present, a Harvey's gift card.
I feel like Wallen's the kind of guy that got into arguments over where to go eat.
Then again, I feel like Welling's like us. I've never once seen Welldog turn down any fast food place to go eat. I think he's down for anything.
That's true. He's not a big eater. He enjoys most places. That's true.
Yeah. Like, I don't think there's been one place where I'm like, hey, well, I want to go here. And he's like, nah, I don't like that place. I'd rather go somewhere else. He's always been, he's down. He's down for anything. So I believe in Welling. I believe he.
But I feel like Welling's also the kind of guy where sometimes he just freaking wants that McDonald's or something.
Oh, like, yeah. There's been times like that.
Like, that's what he wants, you know? He's been craving this freaking Whopper all day.
Yeah, no, I remember, what was it? There was, back when I lived with Welling, there was a commercial for the new McDonald's barbecue something burger, some new barbecue steakhouse burger that they had going on there. And Welling just was like, oh, want to go to McDonald's, Quentin? And I told him, no, I'm good. And he was just like, but Quentin, did you forget the commercial we saw a few hours ago about the barbecue steakhouse burger? And he was like, we got to go try it. And I was like, I'm good. Yeah, and he was like, Quentin, it's for a limited time.
Like,
yeah, he was like, do you not understand, Quentin? Limited time means it's gone in a few weeks, son.
We got to go get it, man.
Yeah. He seemed so confused when I was like, I'm good. And he was like, You do realize if you don't have it now, Quentin, you will never have it. You'll never try it.
Yeah, you know that man gets excited when the McRib comes back.
Yeah, so that was the only time I really remember Welling getting like hardcore about one play. So other than that, he seems pretty chill about it. I'm glad you brought that up though with the McRib. Did you hear that it's coming back?
No way. Is it really?
I don't know how legit this is. I didn't look too much into it. It wasn't a story here. But when I was looking for stories, there was one article about the McRib coming back this December.
That's exciting.
So if that's actually a thing, then yeah, that's exciting. McDonald's trying to save 2020.
You a McRib fan, Quentin?
I've never. Actually, I did have it once. I didn't really like it, to be honest.
Yeah, it was out when I worked there, so I most definitely had it then.
Yeah.
It was okay at best.
Yeah, I wouldn't even consider it top 10 McDonald's food. Like,
the best
thing
at McDonald's are the junior chickens, McDoubles, and the fries. Those are the three best things at McDonald's, hands down.
Yeah, I can agree with that. And the Big Mac. I love the Big Mac. That's a classic.
See, I prefer the Whopper over the Big Mac for sure.
Well, I prefer the Whopper, but like for a top 10 McDonald's item, easily it's in the top 5. I like the Big Mac. Whopper's great.
The Big Mac's okay. I would never get the Big Mac. I honestly prefer a McDouble over a Big Mac. So I for sure just get the McDouble. I also like the Cream Egg McFlurry.
All right, we got the last story here. It's a shorter one, so you know, we can keep talking about Cream Egg McFlurries. But we have the first couple in the world, according to this news here, that got legally married over Zoom while being in different countries.
I'm surprised this hasn't happened until now. I'm surprised this is the first time.
Yeah, you would think that as soon as the Zoom thing became hot in the summer, as soon as people have been quarantined for months and months and weddings have been canceled, you would think that people would just go, let's bite the bullet. Let's get married over Zoom. Which
you think?
That's not the thing. People have been married over Zoom. I saw an office wedding.
Yeah,
I saw the office wedding. Have you seen that one where John Krasinski was the guy that got them married?
He was ordained. Yeah, he was like
the minister. He ordained them. They got married, and then the rest of the cast came on for like their first dance, which was awesome.
I saw that.
Yeah, that was really cool. I thought it was cute. And so this story is going to be about different countries, and they haven't seen each other since COVID. They've been separated for over 10 months now.
It's a long time.
Or about 10 months. So look at that. The first couple here to get married from different countries. Is there any other first we can do left for COVID? Is there anything that hasn't been done yet?
Yeah, any other firsts? Well, I will also say this information here is really giving 90-day fiance a run for their money. They're getting spooked now. You don't have to meet one another to get married.
So the comments on this, when this was trending on Twitter, a lot of the tweets were saying that these two are going to be on 30-day fiance, or what was it, 30-day fiance?
90-day fiance.
No, sorry. Oh, my apologies. They had an extra 2 months. My apologies. But yeah, I haven't seen the show. But yeah, 90-day fiance. They're saying, mark my words, they're on next season.
Almost certainly.
Yeah. We got the guy from New York and someone from Argentina. That's where they're located.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always one from America and one from like a third world country.
Yeah. Yeah. That's always how it starts.
Yeah.
Anything else that you can really do left with quarantine?
I think we've done it all, man. We've done a lot this 2020.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, your quarantine and COVID, they've really kind of been pushing people to just act drastically. These two, I'm sure they had a beautiful wedding set up, but, you know, Zoom's pretty, right? You can change your background. You can pretend you're getting married in Hawaii, right? Just get a Hawaii background.
Or you can get married in the middle of a volcano.
Yeah, can you just like digitally change it so your judge so the person that's getting you guys married looks like Elmo? You could just like change what they look like.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, you know, you can make it unique, I guess. That's exciting. Yeah, good for them. Exciting. Yeah, you know, it's kind of push people to just doing stuff that you normally wouldn't do. I know Andrea, after I believe last week, she was just like, you know, we could just like get married in Vegas. And I was like, whatever happened to the big wedding or something? Well, not, you know, I don't want a big wedding, but whatever happened That's to like doing,
right? You can get married by Elvis Presley.
Yeah. I was like, whatever happened to a wedding cruise or getting married somewhere nice. But because of COVID, and she's kind of like, this is going to take forever for us to actually go somewhere nice because of COVID and actually have people come. She was kind of like, oh, yeah, let's hook up Elvis at Vegas.
That would be fun.
Yeah. I don't even know Elvis, but it'll be great to get married by him. But what other impersonators do they have that you can get married to? Is there only Elvis? Can Elvis be the only one besides like a normal person that you can get married with?
I feel like you could probably hire anyone. You know what I mean?
How much would it cost for me to get John Goodman to get me married?
Like the real John Goodman?
Yeah, the real John Goodman.
I don't know. You got tweet at him. I don't know. Find out.
Yeah, I should tweet at him. Yeah, see if I can get even just an estimation on what he's looking at. I'll pay for his ticket too to fly down to wherever.
Yeah, you have to do all that for sure.
Yeah, I'll pay for his ticket. I'll pay him like an entrance fee or whatever he wants. I'd love John Goodman to get me married because I don't know if I said this on the podcast, but my plan, and I'm still working on Andrea for her to approve this, is I, instead of saying I do for will you take Andrea to be your lawfully wedded bride or whatever, instead of saying I do, I want to say the dude abides.
The dude abides. That would be fun.
Would that not be iconic? And then John Goodman's there. I think that'd be great. Andrea is very against it. But
what would she say?
What?
What would she say?
Yeah, she can just say I do. No one cares what she says. Like, it's all about me.
It's all... Yeah, that's the way it works.
Or maybe I'm doing the Big Lebowski from Coen Brothers. Maybe she could just pull a Fargo from the Coen Brothers and go, oh, yeah, you betcha.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Oh, yeah, you betcha.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I think that I'm so down for this. I'm trying to tell Andrew. Yeah, I'll tell her about the betcha. Maybe she'll be down if she does something fun.
Yeah, like you can't just not have her have a fun line. You know what I mean? It's gotta be two-sided here.
Yeah, no, I think that'd be great. And then maybe instead of John Goodman, we can get Steve Buscemi since he's in both films.
See, that'd be even better.
And plus he'd be cheaper, I think.
You think so? Probably.
Yeah, I think John Goodman's a much bigger actor.
That's fair.
Not just size-wise, but just talent-wise. I just feel like he's been big in bigger movies. And, you know, Shimmy's in Sandler movies now. He could probably use some extra money. He might be more into it.
I feel like he gets paid good money in those Sandler films.
Probably. I think that's why he keeps doing
it. They all are. I mean, that's why they're doing it. I think he's just a bunch of buddies goofing around making money.
Yeah, that's true. I'm sure he makes bank with that. But yeah, I'll text both of them and I'll see, or not text, I'll tweet both of them and see what they say. I'll go for the cheapest one.
There you go.
Yeah, or maybe we will have to result in a Zoom call so then they can just go on camera. It'd be cheaper.
There you go. That's also works.
Yeah, okay. I'll reach out to them. That'd be great. All right. Well, that is it from my end. You got anybody you want to get you married or anything crazy with you?
No, man. Not really.
If you had to choose, would you rather have Elvis Presley or John Goodman get you married? Who would you
Steve
pick?
Steve Buscemi for sure.
Oh, Steve Buscemi.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, no, I like Steve Buscemi. All right. Well, that is it on my end. We'll see you guys next week and have a fantastic day. Bye. Yeah.